Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is Jesus' story about the two sons. Now, Jesus didn't have any sons, but he was giving a story to show the people something, give them a lesson about serving God. Amen. We're reading Matthew 21. I'm so glad you all are reading the Bible with me every day. Thank you for the comments and the likes. I really appreciate it. And if you stay with me, you will have read the whole Bible in a year. Now, if you forget a day or two or a week, don't worry about it. You know, you read the Bible every year. If you don't get it this year, you'll get it next year. Maybe that wasn't the story for you at that time. But sooner or later, you will get to that point. Tell your friends about joining the Bible Book Club. I also post the scripture that I read for the day in this podcast. And you can get it on Living Water Talk Radio, one of the pages that we have. All right, Matthew 21, Jesus told this story. A man with two sons told his older son, "Son, go out and work on the farm today." Well, the son didn't want to do it. And he said, "No, I won't." But later on, he changed his mind and he did go out to the farm and work out there. Then the father told the youngest son, "You go." And he said, "Yes, sir, I will." But he didn't. And so Jesus asked the people, which one of the two sons were obeying their father? And the people replied, "The first, of course." And then Jesus explained the meaning. "Surely evil men and prostitutes will get into the kingdom before you do. For John the Baptist told you to repent and turn to God, and you wouldn't. While the very evil men and prostitutes did. And even when you saw this happening, you refused to repent, and so you couldn't believe." Now, what is Jesus talking about? You know, I have a story. I have twins, and they're boys, identical twins. They look alike. They dress alike. They're still close to today. But when they were little, I was a working mom, and I told them they were probably about 8 or 9 at that point. And I told them, I called them on the phone. I said, "Listen, Mom, it's coming home soon. Go and get dressed and wait for me. And don't make anything to eat." And so, well, when I got there, they both were bathed. They both took a shower and all of that. But one of them, he decided to go and make him something to eat. And so I asked the first one, I said, "What did Mommy say?" He said, "Mom, you said not to eat and to get dressed, that you were coming home." And then I asked the other one, "How come, what did you hear that I said?" And he said, "Well, Mom, I know you said not to eat, but I was so hungry, I made me something to eat." And then I asked the first son, "How come you didn't go and make something to eat?" And he said, "You know, I know you. if you say not to eat, it's probably because you're going to take us out to eat. And I said, very good. Where you caught the meaning. Very good. Well, isn't that the way it is? Some children, you tell them to do something, and then they do with no problem. Why? Because they trust you, and they have an idea who you are. They know you, and they know your ways. Isn't that the same about knowing God? If he tells you something and you don't do it, you are in rebellion against the Father. But if you hear him and you don't understand what he's saying, you can ask him, well, give me a little bit more idea or help me to understand what it is you want me to do if you don't really know. But a lot of times it's pretty clear what the Lord says. But you know what? I found that people come in three categories. Number one, they don't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know who's talking to you. Could be the devil, or it could be some other voices that you're listening to. But if you know Jesus, the Bible says, my sheep knows me. They know my voice, and they listen to me, and they do what I tell them to do. So the first step is they don't know Jesus. And so they keep wavering in their faith because they're trying to do the religious thing. And the religious thing is good, but it's not good enough. To know Jesus is to know the Word of God. So the second thing is you know Jesus, but you never listen to what he says. Every time he tells you go right, you go left. What is that about? Well, that's me. I did that for many years. I didn't realize what was rebellion. Rebellion is rebelling against authority, against the Word of God, against the lifestyles that we have, that God has ordained for us. Everything that God called holy, we call it evil. And everything that's evil, we call it good. That's rebellion. That's what the devil did. That's why he got kicked out of heaven. That's number two. You know him. You know his voice, but you refuse to listen to him. Right? So those are the three choices that we have. Praise the Lord that when you, the Bible says, when you are a child, used to think like a child, used to act like a child, but now you are a man. Now you are a grown woman. Now you have no excuse, and especially if you grew up in the things of the Lord. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about you knowing Jesus and whatever age that was. I know people who got saved when they were two. I know people who got saved when they got four. I know people who got filled with the Holy Ghost when they were five or earlier than that. And other people never received Jesus till they were an adult like me. Why? Because I was one of those rebellious people that would not go and look for myself or even try to understand. And really, I didn't want to. I was doing my own thing, going my own way, and I got the result of that. Amen. Friends, sinners who repent and do what Jesus asks will enter the kingdom of God faster than the righteous person who continues to do their own thing. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9 says, even though Jesus was God's son, he had to learn from experience what it was like to obey when obeying meant suffering. It was after he had proved himself perfect in this experience that Jesus became the giver of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. It's not good enough to know Jesus. A lot of people know Jesus and he called them to go into ministry until today they're not in there. They're not doing what God told them to do. We have to do. If God said go to school, you need to go to school. If he tells you something else, you need to obey. Because Jesus is our example. He listened to the Father, and even when people tried to get him to try to back out on his word and go a different way, he said, no. He would make his face so set in his ways. Even though he knew he was going to die, he knew the suffering that he was going to go through, and he went and he died on the cross for you and me. And the Bible says for that reason, God made his name to be above all names. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he promised his disciples. He's promising us. He's given us a promise. What is a promise? That he is preparing a mansion for us. And one day he will come back for us. And well, that time is pretty soon. Because all the prophecies in the Bible are being fulfilled. There is only about maybe 4 pages left in the Bible before chapter 19. And in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation, in the middle half of the chapter 19, you can read it yourself, it says, the sky opened up, a white horse came out, with all the angels behind him, and he came back to earth. What does he come back for? His people. And he's coming back to rescue his people from a war, the Battle of Armageddon, which everybody knows about that name, but they don't really understand what that's about. We need to find out, and we need to get on God's timetable, not what we want to do. In my whole life, I'll tell you, 3 times God sent me to a school. And every time, I didn't know why, but when I went and I did what he wanted to, was it easy? No, it was hard. But I stuck in there because I knew God sent me there and he wanted me to help people. And I have never regretted doing what God told me. And he promised me, if you listen, you obey, I will bless you. And he has. Praise the Lord. And I want God to bless you. But I want you to come to Jesus because he is the answer for the world today. He is the only way to the Father. You cannot get into heaven by going to Buddha, to Muhammad, to whoever else is in the world who wants to be God. They were human beings. They died and they never resurrected. Jesus is the only one died and woke up on the 3rd day. Amen. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I know you are God. You are my Savior. You are the one that can get me to heaven. Save me. Heal me. Yes, God. Take away my sins and let me come to heaven with you today, Father God, not only today, every day. And Lord, I thank you for saving me, for taking away my sins, and because you forgave me, I forgive people who have hurt me as well. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.